So in this video, we're going to look at why we actually want to learn AI and why there is such a compelling reason to do it now and to actually get involved with generative AI, ChatGPT, AI agents, all of these things ASAP. So why do we want to learn generative AI? Well, the reason is quite simple. It's going to allow us to do all the things that we want to do. Specifically, it's going to allow us to make more money. It's going to allow us to learn new subjects and master important topics and pieces of knowledge that give us huge leverage on planet Earth. It's going to give us additional leverage and automation in terms of the things that you're currently doing anyway. And it's going to also allow you to save time and actually do the things that you currently do so much quicker. And then lastly, it's just really, really exciting. It's perhaps the most exciting technology that I've ever been involved with. It's constantly changing every single week. And so it's definitely now is the best time to get involved. It is, of course, a huge wave. I'm sure you've seen the hype about generative AI, about ChatGPT. But believe it or not, this is just the beginning. Every single week, there are new updates, new models, new changes. And of course, those changes, while they can be upsetting to people who aren't aware of them, they also present huge new opportunities all the time to the people who are staying on the cutting edge. And so this is very much a changing thing. This is a moving target. And if you can stay on top of the latest trends, use the latest techniques, apply the latest models, run the latest agents, then you have such a huge advantage and will continue to have more and more of an advantage every single day. Now, if you're involved in AI and you're a regular user of ChatGPT, then you will think that everyone is a ChatGPT user because that is the bubble that you're in. But the truth is, very, very few people are using this, and even fewer people are using AI agents. And so these are still very much in the early adoption stage. They are in no way established. And as I've mentioned, they are changing all the time anyway. So this is definitely a wave, a huge wave that you definitely don't want to miss out on. And I say this with conviction because there's actually been several waves that I have missed out on in the past. And the first was social media, and specifically selling e-commerce and dropshipping products on social media. Some of my friends began doing this as early as 2010, and I kind of missed that wave. By the time I got back into it, a lot of the money had already been made. A lot of the ad policies that Facebook was allowing at the time had been closed up, and a lot of my friends made 6, 7, or even in some cases 8 figures from being early adopters, but I was just kind of focused on other things and I missed out on it. The second notable wave that I've missed was the launch of the App Store. And of course, this launch, the iPhone App Store launched back in 2008, all the way back in 2008. And one of my top affiliates at the time, someone who I was close to, was one of the first people to really take the App Store seriously. He really tried to convince me to launch my own apps, but again, at the time, I just kind of didn't pay any mind to it. And he ended up having one of the breakout viral apps of the early App Store, okay? Made a lot of money from it and didn't really do all that much in hindsight. But because he was such an early adopter, he was able to generate over $2 million from the App Store with what now would be considered an absolutely stupid app. And then the third wave that I missed out on was the Bitcoin, NFT, and crypto wave, which, you know, has really only kind of entered the popular zeitgeist, the popular mind, and the mainstream media over the last sort of 2 or 3 years. But actually, I was first told about Bitcoin all the way back in 2011, when the price was somewhere around a single dollar. But of course, I skipped that. I knew better, and so I skipped out on that. And then there was a second concerted push by people within my social group to jump in. And I then had another chance around 2016 to make a go of it and to get seriously into Bitcoin, back when the price was around $700. But again, I skipped it. And I didn't actually enter the crypto space until I launched an NFT, which was in October 2022, which was around the time that the market actually blew up. So there was a huge dip kind of beginning May 2022, and then a massive crash that kind of happened in November 2022. And so I kind of entered the space almost at the worst time, having been told over and over again by people whose opinions I should have valued that this was the time for me to get into it. And so you can see I come with battle scars as to having missed some massive kind of retire on an island type money opportunities in the past. And I say this with someone who speaking with a level of humility, but also honesty, I could have made a go of these things and made a ton of money given my experience and my propensity to action. I didn't do that. And so now I am attacking the AI like a savage monster, and specifically the AI agent side of things, okay? So there's zero chance that I'm going to be missing this wave. No, there's absolutely no chance whatsoever. Especially, and again, I say this with real conviction, especially because this is 10 to 1,000 times bigger than all of the others, okay? So this potentially, this the shift towards AI could be the one wave that is the final wave that happens in our story as humans, basically, because it's the one wave that can kind of lift and automate and transform all of the other waves as well. It's also 100% brand new, so these things are happening right now. Like I say, this is not established. It's arguably the last true wave that will ever happen, since it's going to lead on to all these other things. AI is going to be the way that we unlock a lot of other new technologies that are going to be coming, and that's why over the last 18 months or so, I've been mastering ChatGPT with LLMs. I've been mastering all of the generative AI tools, or at least all of the ones that I can use productively in my own business, and not just for text modalities, but also for image and video and audio and all these other things. And of course, I've been fully focused on AI agents. I've been one of the real early adopters when it comes to AI agents, and we have a lot of really awesome stuff rolling out on that side, along with some stuff that's already out there. So the good news is, you can see that I've been through all this. I've been doing all of this so that you don't have to, okay? So I've been through this. I am executing this every day, and you are about to get the benefit of everything that I have been through. So in the next videos, we will take a deeper dive at some of these topics. But for now, welcome, congratulations, and a huge congratulations for being here for the beginning of AI and for being one of the early action takers. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.